Chinese, but that seems to have suddenly stalled. And the rate of homicide per person in the United States is nearly 6 times that of Germany, 4 times greater than Great Britain or Canada. And I watch that in Canada because my home is less than an hour's drive from the Canadian border. Since 2000, the number of murders and armed robberies remain nearly unchanged across the nation. But the statistics don't tell the whole story. Nationwide trends no longer effectively explain what's truly happening in our cities and towns. Too many communities are seeing resurgence of violent crimes. Now, one such community is Rutland, Vermont. Senator Spector and I went up last spring to hold a hearing there to study that city's effective responses to a disturbing spike in violent crime, and picked that because we're just not used to violent crime in Vermont, and here we'd had a sudden spike of it. And I want to again publicly thank Senator Spector taking the time to come up there. Now, some communities have seen declines of violent crime since 2000. And some major cities, like New York, have the resources to try out new strategies, and they're reporting historically low crime rates. I want to look behind the national statistics and trends. I want to know about new community-based strategies that are proving to be more substantial than ever, or they could well lead to another era of substantial crime reduction. I know Senator Biden, who's the former chairman of this committee, he knows these issues very well. He's been at the forefront of these crime-fighting issues as leadership in writing and passing legislation to create and fund the COPS program and other innovative programs. Saw a drop in the violent crime we saw through the 1990s. And I appreciate what Senator Spector, calling him a leader on crime control, and he's long supported Senator Biden's efforts. Of course, we're fortunate in this committee with Senator Spector with his own experience as a prosecutor and Senator Whitehouse with his experience as a prosecutor. Violent crime statistics are a new disturbing dilemma. The rates of incarceration over the past 8 years have spiked to levels once thought unimaginable. We imprisoned more than 2.3 million adults in America. It's more than any other nation in the world. For the first time ever, 1 in every 100 adult men in America is in prison or in jail. For certain minorities, Hispanics, 1 out of every 36 men is locked up. African Americans, 1 out of every 15. Black men between the ages of 20 and 34, it's 1 in 9. And if simply locking people up was the answer, that'd be very simple, but we lock them up, crime does not drop. In fact, in places where we've locked up the most offenders, crime continues to cripple our communities, particularly in poor and minority neighborhoods. I've always felt that we had to, when I was a prosecutor, this had to be something all of us had to get a handle on. But most veteran police chiefs will tell you, as Los Angeles Police Chief Bill Bratton told his committee earlier this year, you just can't arrest your way out of a problem. We can have real success in combating violent crimes. We focus on our communities, supported by the COPS program. During the last administration, we saw community policing do a great deal. New community initiatives that focus on combating youth violence. I think at High Point, North Carolina, the local police had all but written off the West End. For decades, it was dominated by drugs and prostitution, but in 2002, they decided a new approach, building on earlier models proven successful in the Boston Ceasefire Initiative. And I remember Senator Kennedy, valued and most senior member of this committee, telling us over and over again, look at what they're doing in Boston with ceasefire and how effective it was. Instead of just doing more sweeps and arresting the usual suspects, police met local community leaders, clergy, service providers, unite all the parts of the community to attack the problem together. And one of our witnesses, Reverend Summey, who's here, tell us the results were clear. Within weeks, drug dealers and prostitutes were gone from the street. Crime fell by more than 50%. 5 years later, still down. Now, it involved more than just the police making arrests, and we can't make the mistake of thinking this is simply a problem for the police. The police will do their job, but it needs the community. It needs the business community, families, educators, religious leaders. All have got to work on doing this, to have a real spirit of unity. So I'm not telling these witnesses anything they don't know, and I notice we've been joined by Congressman Kennedy of Rhode Island, and he has a wonderful first name, Congressman Patrick Kennedy, and whom I've known and admired for so many years. I'm glad to have him here, and I see, Colonel, you know him, and I assume you know him in your professional capacity, not because he's been one of those miscreants you might have back in Rhode Island. Senator Specter.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.